Welcome, welcome. I see the ocean cleanup, an initiative started by a 20-year-old Dutch engineering student, Boyan Slat, in 2013, is about to kick off the scale pilot mission to start cleaning up what is known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a massive soup of ocean plastic in the Pacific Ocean. Please tell us more.
Yeah, so we have touched on this before, Ernest, when it was in the planning phase many years ago. So for the listeners' benefit, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is really a massive vortex, or in plain words, a soup of floating ocean plastic. That they speculate ranges anything in size between half the size of South Africa to actually double the size of the United States. So it's extensive. In 2012, when he was just a boy of 15 years old, Boyan Slat was snorkeling in Greece on holiday, and he noticed that there was more plastic in the ocean than there was fish. And the one thing he couldn't understand why no one was making any effort to clean it up. Well, just also for the listeners' benefit, there are five major plastic accumulation zones, of which this Great Pacific Garbage Patch is just one. It's basically where ocean currents converge, and they are commonly called garbage patches. And given that the vast majority of ocean plastic will not disappear by itself, it doesn't biodegrade because it's not biological. So it slowly breaks down into microplastics, which becomes a massive problem when these get ingested by sea life, and that contaminates food chains, including what we eat as human beings. So Boyan realized the urgency to take action and came up with this idea and designed it. He's an engineer, so he came up with an idea that designed a passive concentration system. It's designed to use the ocean currents to his advantage, when instead of going after the plastic and chasing the plastic comes to his invention and to his design. Once he graduated from school in 2012, he did a TED Talk, and he received so much public exposure from it that he ran a crowdfunding campaign, a very successful one, and raised $2.2 million, which allowed him to develop a strategy and a business plan and set some goals. Well, they started off surveying the patch to figure out how extensive this thing actually was. And in 2015, they launched a mega expedition, a fleet of 50 vessels that produced the first high-resolution map of the patch, which is situated halfway between Hawaii and California, just for everyone's reference. After that, they used a long-range aircraft to survey it, and the results of these surveys confirmed the worst, that the Great Pacific Garbage Patch was more extensive than originally thought. So after a huge amount of research and planning, the first scale pilot is happening the second half of this year, probably kick off properly the first half of next year, and Stat's ambitious plan is to clean up at least half of this Pacific Garbage Patch within the next 5 years. Amazing what a difference one man can make.